WTOC AM, Indianapolis.
This is Al the Bishop Hobbs.
We pay tribute to Al the Bishop Hobbs on AM 1310, The Light.
Yeah, that's his voice. It's Amos Brown. We are back in studio, joined by Kim Wells. And Drew's going to help us out. And Drew's going to learn a lot over the next couple of hours. We're here this afternoon because yesterday afternoon, God decided it was time for his brother, Al Hobbs, known as the Bishop, an indelible part of this community for nearly more than five decades, I think it's fair to say, that it was time for him to rest. Al had been battling for 3 years cancer, beat it once, beat it again, and then God said, no, this is time now, my brother. And there's a tradition here at AM 1310, The Light. And kind of started out, and again, this radio station was kind of started by Al Hobbs back in 1991. The decision was, you know, we needed a second WTLC to serve everybody's needs in this community. So for the next 3 hours, we will hear people who work with Al in the religious community, not just here in Indianapolis, but around our country, in the business community, members of the family he worked with to make Indiana Black Expo what it was, those he worked with here. Those he worked with in the world of gospel music, which was Al Hobbs. Some would say his second home. I'd say his first home. A unique individual. But to those of us here, he was a boss. He was a counselor. He was a father confessor. He was a colleague, a co-worker, a friend. Someone, if you needed encouragement, he was there. If you needed a kick in the, you know, he was there. If you needed guidance, he was there. If you needed to be set straight, he was there. If you needed to learn things maybe you didn't know about life, he was there. And while we talk to those who knew him and worked with him, we also know that for many of you listening, Al Hobbs was someone you allowed in your homes, in your cars, in your places of work. You saw his choirs perform, whether it was the mass choir, whether the groups he was involved with. You heard him sing at your churches. You saw him out in the community. For some of you listening, the first time you saw Al Hobbs was in a grocery store at 7-Eleven. Drew, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about the Slurpee 7-Eleven. We're talking about the original Indianapolis. Before there was a 7-Eleven Slurpee, there were 7-Eleven stores here. Al Hobbs was a manager at those stores, rose through the ranks, could have down the road been a star in the grocery business. But while he was doing the grocery thing, he was ministering to people through his music, the gospel music. And then this opportunity came to be a part of a new radio station, serving the then Negro community. Because we talk about 1970 and something. And then he started as a salesperson. Then was a salesperson, and he was on the air on Sundays with Love Train. Then he moved up to sales manager. Then 1977 was named the general manager of the radio station. First African-American ever to be allowed to run a media organization, a broadcast media organization, a radio or television station in Indianapolis. He served in that post for 16 years. No African-American has ever held that post for that length of time in the history of the city. In fact, none of them ever have even come close. His love of gospel music led him to work with gospel announcers at radio stations across the country to grow their ministries on air, grow their craft, grow their role as broadcasters and communicators. And the Gospel Announcers Guild was part of the Gospel Music Workshop of America that brought together artists and lay people and pastors and people who loved and wanted to preserve gospel music as one of America's and the world's not only musical art forms, but forms of ministry. He became a top deputy to the leader of the Gospel Music Workshop of America, the legendary Reverend Dr. James Cleveland. And when God called James Cleveland home, Gospel Music Workshop turned to Al Hobbs for that leadership in that critical period when a founder of an organization is called home. You got to have a key leader in that transition, and Al Hobbs was that leader for the Gospel Music Workshop. He ended this life as vice chair of the Gospel Music Workshop. A father figure in the gospel music, in the Gospel Announcers Guild. But Al Hobbs was also an entrepreneur in every sense of the word. He had the ability to take risks. If he heard of an idea or came up with an idea that he thought would work, he was willing to risk it. Risk his own dollars to see if that idea would work. And that's where Alejo Enterprises came in. And he created things like to try to bring excitement to Indiana Black Expo in the 80s. Created something called Star Quest that provided opportunities for singers and dancers and rappers and poets and performers. First in Indianapolis, then in Indiana, and then in the region to showcase their talent in front of people who maybe could get them discovered. And every summer celebration at Indiana Black Expo, thousands would pack that brand new football stadium we built that we call the Hoosier Dome to not only see those local artists at the finals of StarQuest, but also see some up-and-coming recording artists that today are superstars or retired superstars. That's how great they are. And it all came from the vision of Al Hobbs. At Christmas time, he said, you know, Moselle Sanders does a great job at Thanksgiving feeding the hungry. But at Christmas, we ought to do something a little more as a community. We ought to be able to provide folks something that will get them through the entire holiday season. And that's when We Can Feed the Hungry came into being. A program that he did, didn't have corporate sponsors, didn't have big corporate sponsorship. But it was done as a labor of love. Because Al Hobbs cared about people, first and foremost. Whether it was the people he worked with, whether it was the people he collaborated with, whether it was the communities that he loved and served, he was a people person. Larger than life. Some of those outfits, Drew, Joan Rivers wouldn't, they would be like the fashion police today. But it was always a humble personality. It might have come across as, but beneath that was a man of God and one who was humble. You may have a remembrance of him. You could share it with us today at 239-1310. 239-1310, or you can send us a text message at 37890, keyword Amos, or you can send us an email at praiseindy.com. On our website, praiseindy.com. We're adding things about our brother. Things you know, things you may not have known about his life well lived. As we said, he departed this life on yesterday afternoon. At that occasion, his family had this to say. After a 3-year faith fight against cancer, Al the Bishop Hobbs gained the ultimate victory and transitioned to be in the presence of his Lord and Savior. Al Hobbs committed his life to serving the kingdom of God and the community at large. He will be tremendously missed. Al has left us stronger and better, and we take comfort in knowing that he has left us for a better place, the shining city that awaits him. Al was born June 4th, 1943, in Decatur, Alabama. He also lived in Kentucky before calling the Hoosier State his home. He leaves behind Alex Carrington Hobbs, a son, Asha Gabriella Hobbs, a daughter, and Bridget Hobbs. The arrangements are still pending for national and local remembrances. As soon as the family lets us know, we will let you know. But he did so much. And so today, first of all, if he were around, he would say, don't want sad voices. Want some celebration. Do not be disheartened. Because we know where he is. Let me go to Manny at 239-1310. Hi, Manny.
Hey, how you doing, Amos?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, we definitely lost a good man right there. My remembrances of Al the Bishop Hobbs was back in the 80s during the Dust Bowls.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was always a sponsor. He was always there cheering on, win or lose. He didn't care. It was just the game and all the people around. I mean, he just was just so joyful. And that voice, I mean, if anything else, you'll always remember that voice of the Bishop.
And this was those Dust Bowls around Labor Day up at 30th and Fall Creek?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I actually was in a couple of those tournaments. I didn't tell him my age. But, we definitely lost a good man in the Bishop. I'd like to give my condolences to his family and to all the friends and to the radio station, to everybody that know him and loves him.
All right.
He will be missed.
Yes, he will. I appreciate it, my brother. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's a special edition. And we just want, as we remember our brother, Al the Bishop Hobbs, if you have remembrance, you can share it with us this afternoon. Or you can send us an email at praiseindy.com. Or you can send us a text message. 37890, keyword is Amos, 37890. Keyword Amos. I'm trying to pull up, there have been all kinds of things on social media. And people remembering him. The first statement that came out on Twitter was from Maggie Lewis, the president of the City County Council, who expressed her sympathies and saluted Al's commitment to this city. Indiana Black Expo, the organization that he served so well for so many years, also tweeted out yesterday evening. Mike Epps on Twitter. Rest in peace to a legend in radio and gospel community. Someone I grew up listening to on WTLC radio in Indianapolis, Al Hobbs. James Fortune on Twitter. Deeply saddened by the passing of gospel music icon Bishop Al Hobbs, he introduced me to the gospel music community through the Gospel Music Workshop of America. Ah, what a tribute. Congressman Andre Carson, my thoughts and prayers are with the family, friends, and loved ones of Al the Bishop Hobbs. May he rest in peace. Erica Fly, Channel 6 News anchor. The legendary Al the Bishop Hobbs has died. He was a gospel great and had a major impact on this community and beyond. Kyla Woods, used to work here at WTLC, now is a television newscaster in Cincinnati for Channel 5 Television. Al the Bishop Hobbs, they don't make him like him anymore. We'll miss him dearly. So comforting to know that he knew and loved the Lord. We got everybody calling me today. It would help if you turned your phone on, but everybody's trying to get a hold and salute. Anyway, 239-1310, 239-1310. There's a number of people that we're trying to hook up. We're trying to, Bobby Jones, I think we're trying to, you know, get a hold of, and he's in the midst of taping for his upcoming season. Let me go to Anonymous. Hi there.
Hi. I was calling. Forgive me. Hello.
Hi, we're right here.
Yes, I was calling about remembering him when he worked at the 7-Eleven grocery store at 28th, and I think it was Northwestern at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He was there, and at 38th in Illinois, how people didn't have money, and he would feed them and let them come in and get groceries and things. And Al was a very good man. And I remember when he joined the Mount Olive Baptist Church, the day he joined Mount Olive. But I just want to say to his family, we all commend them, and we want them to know that our prayers are with them.
All right. We appreciate that. The Reverend Richard Hunter, a part of this family for oh so many years, joins me in the studio. Reverend,
good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Your thoughts?
Well, it's a good day. You know why it's a good day? Because God has blessed us with another day, and Al would want us to feel that way. Amen. He would want us to feel that he has done his work here, and he has done it exceedingly good, and that we know where he is. You know, you're lost when somebody don't know where you are. We know where Al is today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a day for us to celebrate him going home to the Lord. I also want to say that, you know, I started back on WTLC back 30 years ago, about 31, 32 years now, but close to 30 years I was with this radio station, and Al picked up my talents from WDRT and, wanted me to be a part of WTLC. And when I came on, he and Sugar Poindexter, who's also gone with the Lord, had me doing, the Love Express on Sundays and taking care of the radio station while they trampled all over the world, not just the country, but the world, working for the Gospel Music Workshop. Al the Bishop Hobbs was somebody that you just couldn't contain him. Nobody could contain him. Al had a mind, and he opened himself up so that he can help not only people here in this city, but he helped people across the country, and subsequently, he started helping folks around the world. When you would go to the Gospel Music Workshop and you would look in the Announcers Guild, you would find people from all over the world, not just the country. He had a quandary of people that were coming from England. They would come from all parts of the world so that they might be able to better themselves in the gospel arena, so that they would know how to be announcers, so they would know how to approach people, so they would be able to meet the artists that was part of their craft. He would just do all kinds of things like that, and just to be a part just to be a part of the legacy of Al the Bishop Hobbs is just wonderful.
You mentioned the generous spirit, because a lot of times people that are in the public eye don't want to share the spotlight with others, but he was exceedingly generous.
He had no problem sharing the spotlight with anybody. It wasn't about just Al the Bishop Hobbs. Now, Al was Al. Everybody knew Al was going to be Al. But he had no problem with sharing the spotlight with anyone, not only here. Sometimes he was here and he would be at home knowing that I would be running the Love Express. Mm-hmm. And he'd be at home listening at home. Sometimes I'd run him by the studio.
I want you to hold this because, okay. You know, unlike when I'm on from 1 to 3, now I'm in 3 to 6. So there's these straitjackets. I gotta hit these marks.
I know what that's about.
Al would probably try to dance around the marks, but they say, you know, Brown Machine, do your job. So we're gonna break for traffic and we'll break for these and we'll come back and celebrate the life.
Gone but never forgotten, Al the Bishop Hobbs, AM 1310, The Light.
Hello there, this is Al the Bishop Hobbs.
Rest in power, AM 1310, The Light.
And someone that worked very, very closely with Al the Bishop Hobbs in the world of gospel music, one of the gospel superstars, and he's in the midst of taping his brand new season of Bobby Jones Gospel. On our live line is Dr. Bobby Jones. Doc, always good to talk to you. Sorry it's under these circumstances, but we know our mutual friend is in a better place.
Mm-hmm. In a better place, yes.
And probably already got a jam session going with some of the greats that have gone on before.
I tell you, but you know what? I am just so hurting, and at the same time, thank you, the Lord, that he has removed here from all of the suffering that he was going through.
Because it was a 3-year struggle that I know mm-hmm. those that were very close to him knew about. The general public didn't, and he was kind of private. And when I talked to his daughter a couple of weeks ago when the Black Expo was honoring him, she said, and she lifted me up, Bobby, she said, it's cancer. Why should we be afraid of saying what it is?
Oh, yes. That's what you have to do, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, we were just like, you know, he co-hosted shows on BET with me for years, and our bond was very good because we started out with two male groups, one in Indianapolis, the one he belonged to called the Music Masters, and the one I was working with in Nashville called the Raw Gospel Singers.
Mm.
And so two male groups, and then we would interchange each year, you know, going to each other's city and affiliating. And then from that grew my experience with him as he was working with on the radio and with Reverend James Cleveland at the convention. So I would always go to that with him. And he played a major role in introducing me to the gospel world.
Mm.
Yeah.
We were just talking before the break and before you joined us about Al's generous spirit. And a lot of times in the entertainment business, that doesn't exist.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We were talking earlier before you joined us about Al Hobbs' generous spirit, and sometimes that generous spirit doesn't exist in the real world.
I hear you. And you said you were talking to whom? I was interrupting.
I'm sorry. We were talking just to Richard Hunter, a guest in the studio, one of our colleagues from WTLC here in Indianapolis.
You're in Indianapolis now?
Yeah, we're in Indianapolis.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm here too, Bobby. I met you through Al a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I met an awful lot of people through Al. And especially the people at the Gospel Music Workshop of America. And you know what the irony is he passed in the middle of the Gospel Music Workshop of America's convention.
Yes.
That must be, it's ironic that happened.
Mm.
What
do you think, Bobby Jones, Al's legacy is going to be first in gospel music?
Well, it has to revolve around his dedication, devotion, inspiration, and promotion of gospel music through his radio announcers guild.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was his baby.
Mm-hmm.
And it became the main focus of the Reverend James Cleveland's convention.
Mm.
You know? So that's that's an impact that can never be done. You know, we might have some more of them together, but then they won't bring them together like Al Hobbs did. And that's the major part of his legacy. He could sing, but he's not known for his singing. He could speak on the radio like none of us, you know, but that was basically limited just to the Indianapolis area.
Mm-hmm.
But his outreach worldwide was his ability to bring people who spread the gospel around the world to the forefront with the music, gospel music announcing field.
Bobby, how do you feel that the people will take on all the music that he has written? Al, really, a lot of people don't know it, but Al was a great music writer.
A great writer. Yes, he was. And we must find some kind of way to archive it and let it remain consistent where the flow can still happen. You know, God will take care of that. You know, he'll send the right people to do what needs to be done in that position. You believe that?
Oh, yes, we believe that.
Yes, yes.
Bobby Jones, as you plan out your next season of Bobby Jones Gospel, I'm sure there will be an Al Hobbs tribute somewhere in one of those episodes.
No question. We've already planned it. It's going to be in this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he and Edna Tatum and Inez Andrews.
Okay.
Yeah, we've already planned it. In fact, that part, we taped that part on Sunday.
Ah.
Uh-huh. So you can let the people know that they can look for that on the new season of Bobby Jones Gospel.
And the new season begins when in the fall?
October, first Sunday in October.
First Sunday in October. All right. We have to get all the DVDs together then.
Yeah. So that's how that's going to be. Listen, let me thank you. The reason I have to thank you for doing this is because of the nature of my relationship with Brother Hobbs.
Mm.
You know, we were like brothers, man.
Yes.
I mean, we would go shopping together. He taught me, attire, you know, about coutures and, that's what happened with me with him. He brought so much to the forefront in my life that people would never probably really know about. So I have to thank you for thinking of my brother.
Well,
and doing this for him today.
Thank you, Bobby Jones. And last night I couldn't sleep. I started going on YouTube and I found a video of you and Al singing together. It looks like it was done relatively recently.
Let me tell you one more story. He came, I was honored by GMA. That's another group, kind of white version of gospel.
Yeah.
So, they honored me as a legend. And Al was very sick and they had him listed to come and present the award to me.
Mm-hmm.
He and Ernest Pugh. And do you know, as sick as he was, he got in his car and drove to Nashville to give me that honor a few months ago.
Oh dear.
And they said, "Brother Al, you can't go, you can't go." He said, "I gotta go."
Mm.
And you know what that said to me? He had some inkling that, and then he told somebody, he said, "I might not see him again."
Hmm.
And that just breaks my heart, man. It does. And it's only a human reaction. We all know the spiritual aspect of it. You know, we'll see them again and all the cliches that we use in that regard. But we know here on earth it's not humanly possible to do that.
Well,
so that's why my mourning and my grief is at the point that it is now.
Well, we've got...
So guys...
Yeah, we got that song playing in the background. It's up-tempo and y'all was doing well. I got to move on, my brother. Bobby Jones, thank you for devoting a little bit of your time on a very busy day for you, remembering your brother, our mutual friend, Al the Bishop Hobbs. Let's listen to Bobby Jones and Al. Brothers, sing it. 239-1310. That's Bobby Jones, Al Hobbs. Let me go to Henry on the line. Hi, Henry. Henry? Henry? Okay, well, let's move to Hattie. Hi, Hattie. Is she there? They're there somewhere. Did they drop? 239-1310, 239-1310. Let me go to a break. We'll pick back up. Got a number of somebody else we want to call and dial in. It's Afternoons with Amos, special edition as we remember Al the Bishop Hobbs.
AM 1310, The Light remembers Al the Bishop Hobbs. We will always love you. AM 1310, The Light.
Let me go to Hattie on the line at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos.
Hi.
I just had to call in because I want to express my condolence and sympathy to his family. Al was just we worked together at 29th and Northwestern in 1962-63. And every morning we opened up, Al was in that office, the WGEE with the gospel program on.
Mm.
He had such joy in his heart, joy in his voice, first of all. I mean, it just was a joy to be around this gentleman. And I just, you know, he is missed. I know I hadn't seen him in a while. But anytime you would see Al, he was just such a happy person. No matter what was going on, because you couldn't tell anything was going on. So it's just always, I'll always remember him. When we first opened up, before we unlocked that door, he had that radio on, listening to WGEE, and that was all through my schedule, so this went on all day. So thank you for recognizing and having, you know, this honor towards him, okay?
All right, we appreciate that. Let me go to Ricky at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, Amos, how you doing, man?
I'm fine.
Growing up listening to Al and being around Al as one of Richard Belli's, going back to the Jazz Flight at TLC, and then filling in with the Reverend Michael Williams at Hot 96 when we did gospel there.
Mm-hmm.
Al had a few That's spots right. there with us, and man, and I tell you, it was a wonderful time working with Al there and doing the church services that when he used to just sneak in at your church, you never knew where Al was. Al showed up in Little Video Pathway long time ago. Didn't know Bishop was in. Al showed up in the door with Rodney Neal and Hazel Johnson just got on to be with the Lord too. You know, these have been wonderful icons, and I just say we just got to hold on.
Yes.
Because there's some big shoes. God don't send somebody to fill Bishop's shoes.
Yes, he will. I appreciate it. Ricky, let me go to our AM 1310 The Light colleague, Brother Patrick Cole. Patrick.
Hey, praise the Lord, everybody.
Yes.
How you doing, Patrick?
I want to thank you all for doing this for the great legend of the city. Certainly you can't talk about gospel radio or gospel music for that matter without talking about the golden-voiced and golden-throated oratorical genius. He just had the pipes for the job. And we certainly are going to miss him. We're going to miss that smile. We're going to miss his sense of humor. I had the pleasure of working with him a few years back while he was on this station, and never knowing that when I would sit and play records at home and speak over them and do things like that, that I would one day be on the radio and then one day be one of his co-workers. It was just an honor and a pleasure knowing him and appreciate all that he's deposited into not just myself, but all of gospel music, the industry. And just one kind of funny memory of him. We were working together when the station was on La Paz Trail.
Right.
And he used to come on after I came on right before him in the morning. And he was outside, and he had a cigarette, and he was outside, and the program director pulled up and said, "What are you doing, Al?" And he said, "I'm smoking, Doc. I'm smoking it on this radio. I'm smoking." He said, "Yeah, you're smoking because you're off the air." We had been off the air for several minutes. He had no idea. And that's just a funny memory that just comes to mind with him. But certainly we're going to miss him, and certainly we're in prayer for him and the family, his children, and all of gospel community and all of the radio station AM 1310. Certainly he was great as a, from a GM to an announcer to everything in between. We're certainly going to miss him, and we certainly salute Al, the Bishop Hobbs, and thank you for this opportunity for doing this show.
Well, thank you, Patrick, for chiming in and joining us. Let me go to Larry Madden at 239-1310. Larry, how you doing?
Hey, Amos. This is Larry, man. It's good to hear you on the radio. I don't get to listen to you much. I want to say this about my first cousin, man. You know, his mama, Aunt Claire, she said everything he touched turns to gold.
Mm.
He co-signed for me for my first car.
Mm.
And, you know, and I worked for him at WTLC for a few months along with you.
Okay.
And, he had me painting and cleaning, and, Al took care of all of us. And he really, I'm gonna always remember this, he took care of you too, Amos. He had mm-hmm. he felt he cared about you a lot. And so do I. And that's all I really gotta say.
I appreciate that. Let me go to Mike at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, Amos, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Amos, to the Hobbs family and also to the Radio 1 family, WTLC, The Light, I condolence go out. Amos, growing up in Indianapolis, you know, there was two radio stations, okay? WIBC, WIFE, and WTLC, pertaining to us. But the only gospel channel was WTLC.
Mm-hmm.
On a Sunday, and as being a pastor's child, Amos, in the house, you know, that Sunday morning was always on. But I always remember growing up as a child, this distinguished voice coming across the radio. You know, him and Sister Poindexter, those two, Amos, you know, I sort of feel like they are my kindred parents, you know. Because it's a voice I always have heard around the house growing up. And just to the family and to y'all, you know, the love of God is deeper than any root that grows in the ground. The love of God. And we might not understand
right.
the fullness of his love, but one thing rests assuredly, that he has shared something with us, not only there with the Hobbs family, not only down there with the Radio 1 family, but throughout the state and as we hear throughout the country and the world.
All right,
may God bless the Hobbs family.
All right, I appreciate it, Mike. 239-1310. 239-1310 this afternoon with Amos Special Edition, remembering Al the Bishop Hobbs, involved in just so many things in our community. I think we're waiting to get some folk on the line, right, Drew? Let me kind of go to Popcorn Willie while we wait. And Brother Willie, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing there?
Fine.
Okay, well, what I want to say is I'll always remember Al Hobbs. So years ago when I got into church, we recorded a little 45 record. And couldn't find anybody to play it, so the late Dr. Charles Williams went up there and he said, well, look, come on, go with me, I'll make sure Al Hobbs play it. And because he played that 45 for us, back in the day, that was the little door that opened
right.
for me to play at WPZZ, where I was a weekend jock. They
yeah.
used to call me the laughing DJ. And I tell you, Dr. Hobbs will be missed. He was a great businessman when it comes to gospel music. That's all I have to say.
Yes,
this
was.
Is David Davis.
Well, he got.
He's gone. That's David Davis.
AKA Popcorn Willie.
Must be Popcorn
Willie. Well, here's somebody that doesn't have an AKA, and maybe Al Hobbs' spirit can translate to Washington D.C. and maybe you can throw a lightning bolt or two down to Congress and straighten out some mess they got going on. But our Congressman Andre Carson, who is sitting around waiting to take some votes because Republicans haven't figured out what's going on, but he's on our live line remembering Al the Bishop Hobbs, Congressman.
Dr. Brown, what a tremendous loss. Not only to our international, our Indianapolis community, but arguably the international gospel community. He was certainly a leader. I remember him as a young man and kind of identifying with his deep baritone, his tall presence, But even more so than that, the numerous radio personalities who he had a chance to mentor and influence. I remember him working closely with a former friend and coworker, Robert Turner, leading gospel singer of Robert Turner and the Silverhearts. You know that group. And his relationship with another radio personality and community leader, Benetta Falls Panner, yourself, Tony Lamont, and so many others. But I think one of the positive attributes about him, so many, was that he was willing to lend a helping hand and mentor others to make sure that their dreams are realized. And I think there's a vacuum in terms of that kind of teaching spirit that we just don't have. So it's a great loss to our community. My heart goes out to his family.
You know, you mentioned generous spirit. I vividly remember when Reverend Moselle Sanders passed, and it was right at the beginning of September, and there was worry as to whether the dinner would even work that year. And Al Hobbs started to make some calls, and the calls included, public safety to Richard Blankenbaker and to Bill Hudnut's office and others. And they made sure that dinner, went on that year. And that was through his leadership, pulling people together, saying, you know, we cannot let that legacy, die. And that was part of his, that was really part of his generous spirit. I just got a note, from Jocelyn Tandy Adonde, who remembers that Al was a generous and compassionate man who loved the Lord, and his actions exemplified the gifts God has given him, and said from 1978 to 1983, as manager of WTLC, Al Hobbs was one of the first supporters of the Stay in School campaign and the Back to School parade. Oh my God, I've almost forgotten that. Of which he was the founder and coordinator. He and Reverend Charles Williams were two of my biggest supporters who helped keep this event alive for 5 years in downtown Indianapolis to motivate our children to stay in school and get a quality education. God has truly blessed Al's life with his many talents, which he used to serve his church and community. May he rest in peace, Jocelyn Tandy Adonde.
Wow. Even the legacy of Al Hobbs working with Julia Carson.
Yeah.
I mean, he transcended past radio, past gospel music, past writing, on into other facets of our community to make sure that Indianapolis had all that they needed. And he was a force of supporting Julia Carson and all that she did, making sure that she got the radio time, making sure she got her voice put out, and being a support of her as well. Am I not right, Andre?
Great point. I appreciate you highlighting that. They had a great relationship, and I think just his ability. We didn't live in a social media driven market or society at that time. So it took a lot to get folks like Al Hobbs and of course Amos Brown to the world to really get her message out. When you had someone like her who had a strong grassroots operation, but was underfunded in many ways, and so she relied heavily on the Al Hobbs of the world to really get her message out. I remember growing up listening to Mahalia Jackson and James Cleveland, "No Waste Tire," and even when Reverend Cleveland passed, there appeared to be a vacuum of leadership, but Al the Bishop Hobbs stepped right in and he took the organization globally, quite frankly. And he took it to the next level in the spirit of Reverend James Cleveland. And I think that same spirit existed in Congresswoman Carson. And I think they exchanged notes regularly about how to make greater investments in the next generation to come.
Excellent, excellent points, Congressman. Excellent points. We appreciate you sharing while you're sitting around waiting. Are they going to do something today?
You know, we're hearing that we may vote around 8 or 9 tonight. And it's still not final. We may even have to vote tomorrow. So we're on standby right now in our offices, and we're convening later around dinner time to have a caucus meeting. But this is what we signed up for. We're on standby, Dr. Brown.
Well, I know you're in your office not only monitoring what's on the floor of Congress on C-SPAN, but you're listening to PraiseIndy.com on those government computers in your office, hearing the community. And that'll give you an uplift you know, dealing with the serious issues. Thank you, Congressman Andre Carson.
Thank you, beloved. Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break, check with traffic and other things. And when we come back, Sister Benetta Sloss Tanner, Bishop, Gunthrie, and others, 239-1310, 239-1310, as we remember Al the Bishop Hobbs.